Well, good night, Cecil.
Oh, you don't have to go in yet, Sally.
Oh, it's pretty late.
Oh, all right then.
I had a nice time. Thanks.
Yeah. Movie and ice cream soda.
Well, I enjoyed it, Cecil.
Yeah. Wonderful time. I'll bet you were overcome.
Oh, goodness, Cecil, don't be so sour. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I'm just fed up.
On what?
Oh, things.
Well, Cecil, why should you jump down my throat when I just tell you I had a good time? That's no way to say good night.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good night, Sally.
Wait a minute, Cecil. What's eating you? You've been acting funny for the last week or so.
Bunk, I've been just the same.
You've been acting funny ever since last week when I wanted to go downtown dancing with Alexander.
Well, why didn't you go? I didn't stop you.
You did?
Why, Sally, I didn't say a word.
I know you didn't, but nevertheless, you stopped me.
How?
Well, I didn't think I'd have a good time with him.
Oh.
Are you still jealous?
Oh, don't get that idea. That's out.
Well, something is the matter with you, then. I'm sure I haven't done anything. You act like you've lost your last friend.
Well, I was sort of counting on something.
What was it, Cecil?
Oh, you wouldn't understand.
How do you know I wouldn't until I know what it is?
That's right, too.
What's the matter? Did you plan on buying a new tie and then didn't have enough money?
Oh, it's more serious than that.
Why, Cecil, what could be more serious to you?
Well, now, lots of things.
For instance?
Well, I'll tell you. You see, it's like this.
Oh, lovely. I just love confessions.
How did you guess?
I didn't, did I?
Well, you see, Sally, I wrote a story.
Well, that's no reason to feel bad.
And I sent it in to the magazine.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, but they sent it back today.
And you didn't even tell me you were. What was it, Cecil?
Well, one night I was reading one of those confession magazines, and I thought, gosh, and they get paid for writing that. Why, I can write something better than that.
And so you did, huh?
Yeah, but I guess it wasn't any better.
Well, what did you confess, Cecil?
Oh, I made up something. A lot of bunk.
Cecil, to write a confession story, you have to have something to confess.
Well, you can make them up. No one knows the difference.
What was the name of it, Cecil?
You don't want to know.
Well, sir, I do. That's why I asked.
Well, I called it My Life of Sin.
Oh, Cecil.
It's funny, isn't it?
No wonder they sent it back. But that's no reason to feel discouraged.
Well, I sort of counted on them taking it.
And now you're disheartened?
Uh-huh. I was so darn confident. It meant a lot.
Well, you might know they wouldn't take it, Cecil. You have to know how to write. You have to be clever and not have just silly
daydreams. Thanks. That helps about silly daydreams.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cecil. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Oh, that's all right.
Cecil, you're taking this awfully serious. Why should you care if they send your old story back?
It wasn't an old story.
You act like it was a matter of life and death.
Well, it was important.
Why were you so anxious to send it in the first place?
Search me.
Why did you, Cecil?
You want to know why I sent it and why it is important?
Well, that's only what I've been asking you for the past hour.
We haven't been talking about it an hour.
Well, why did you think you could write a story, Cecil?
Well, I saw a lot of pictures of famous people who write stories and well...
And you thought you looked like them, huh?
No. They looked kind of stupid, and I thought I looked smarter than they did.
But you weren't, huh?
No, I guess not.
Well, what was it made you send it in, Cecil? Go ahead, out with it.
Well, I wanted to make some money.
Who doesn't?
Oh, but I wanted it for a good reason.
You don't have to have a reason to want more money.
Oh, I'm tired of never having any money. I'm tired of just making a little old dab of money. Not enough to do anything on.
Oh, don't be silly, Cecil. You can't expect to make a whole lot.
Why can't I?
You're not old enough. You can't build Rome in a day.
I'm not trying to build Rome.
Well, you've got to work at one thing and work hard to ever get any place.
Since when have you become a philosopher?
You should be satisfied.
Well, that's easy to say.
You're making as much as anybody, as much as any of the clerks do down at the store.
That's not enough.
Enough for what?
Oh, to do things and go places. And...
Oh, who wants to go places?
Well, you do. It's only natural, and I do too.
Cecil, was it for me? I mean, was it because you wanted to take me places that you were so disappointed about your story coming back?
Oh, Sally, I'm so darn tired of never having enough to take you to all the shows and down to the hotels dancing. Oh, it gets my goat.
Aw, and here I was kidding you about the story. Oh, Cecil.
Oh, I didn't mind. It's that Alexander guy. He wants to take you places and always has plenty of money to do it on. That gets under my skin, I guess.
Cecil, that's the sweetest thing you've ever done. You tried to make more money so you could take me to more shows and more dinners and dances.
Well, I wasn't going to tell you. I hate not to be able to take you places that you ought to go. Other fellows can.
Who?
Oh, Alexander and...
Well, he's lucky to have wealthy parents.
You'd probably rather be with him half the time, huh?
You want to know something?
What?
Well, I'd rather be with you than anybody I know.
Honest?
Mm-hmm. Cross my heart and hope to die.
Well, bless me, bless me. To heck with the old confession story.
What was the name of it again, Cecil?
My Life of Sin. It's really pretty good, too.
Well, Cecil, your life of sin is over. Don't bother about me wanting to go places anymore. I'd rather have a hot dog with you than a turkey sandwich with Alexander.